And welcome into a bonus audio cast for Friday, July 20th, 2007 from AvWeb. And don't forget to watch and listen for our audio and video coverage daily all next week from Oshkosh. Lightspeed says it's time for Zulu, the company's newest active noise-canceling aircraft headset. It won't be officially unveiled until next week at EAA AirVenture, but AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutvetter caught up with Lightspeed President Alan Schrader before the airshow to get a sneak peek of its next-gen Bluetooth-capable ANR headset.
Lightspeed Aviation got started in, our first Oshkosh was 1996, so this would be our 11th one now. And we've been making a name for ourselves and building a history of product and innovation and service for, you know, a decade plus now. We started out with the K-Series, which was light gray colored headsets that were, you know, remarkable performance actively and comfort-wise, with a few breakthroughs like two AA batteries back then. And then in 99, we came out with the XL series, which had our now patented auto shutoff system, which meant that guys who used to get frustrated because they leave their batteries, they'd leave their headsets turned on, the headset would turn itself off, and that was sort of one round of innovations. At the end of 2002 and into 2003, we came out with the 3G series, third generation of headsets, and those products brought the market auxiliary input capability for cell phone and music. We also introduced the EQ capability, the ability to boost the treble or the bass for optimal audio intelligibility and or music listening. So there's really been three generations of product, and all of those products have been an extension of the same mechanical platform, the Lightspeed look that, you know, is now out there to the tune of, you know, 130,000 headsets.
And now you're introducing something new this year at Oshkosh, the Zulu. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was time to change the look of the product and really to go for something that had a significant component of styling and real curb appeal, along with performance and feature innovations too. And so the Zulu product, when you look at it, you won't think that's a Lightspeed product at all. It's a design from scratch, whole new platform that provides, as I say, I think a very classy finish and look, and still allows us to integrate in some incredible innovations into the pilot's user profile.
Let's talk about some of those innovations, and can you just give us some of the specs of the headset and what it does?
Well, yeah, I think from an acoustic standpoint, actively and passively, we've done some breakthrough things, and I'll be giving a presentation on Monday at the AirVenture show talking about some of those. But actively, it's the quietest headset we've made, and canceling noise much further out in the noise spectrum than people have traditionally done. And passively, we also engineered it to be significantly better in the middle frequencies. We use magnesium cups, which the magnesium material has a bunch of advantages, including you can make the walls a lot thinner, so it's lighter, and its acoustic transmission rejection qualities are vastly superior to plastic. So noise-wise, it's remarkably quiet. It's without a doubt the quietest headset, not only that we've made, but that is in the market today. We've done a fair amount of testing to validate that claim.
Some in the industry are actually calling this the Bose killer. How do you respond to that?
Well, no, we know and love the Bose people. We're not out to kill them or necessarily their product. What we were out to do was to change everything about how headsets can perform and to do those in ways that not only provided real good innovation that was usable to the customer, but also, you know, offer it at a price point that was, I think, an exceptional value for everything that's packaged in it. So, you know, the Bose product is a nice product, and I know there are a lot of people who like it, and we're confident anybody who likes the Bose product would like ours even more.
And it seems like it's a very user-friendly as far as cell phones and iPods and things like that. It has Bluetooth. What else does it do?
Well, we've upped the ante in both of those areas, both in music quality and interface capability. The headset has a full stereo Bluetooth wireless interface, so that now instead of just plugging in a phone to communicate via the headset, you can link up wirelessly. There's a lot more phones, as you know, that are moving towards having all your music right on your phone, that you don't have an iPod and a phone, that you put your music in your phone and just have a single PDA sort of device. And so, you know, we've got a full high-fidelity stereo interface that's Bluetooth capable. So if you had an iPhone or something like that, you can play music directly into the headset via that wireless connection. On top of that, we did a number of things to dramatically improve the audio quality. So it's not just good music listening. It's stunning audio fidelity.
A symphony in your cockpit. Obviously, you'll be at Oshkosh. Where can people find you? And obviously, you'll have some of these headsets there for people to try out.
We will. Actually, you know, we're a little disappointed that from a development and finishing standpoint, we're not going to have a stack of 500 of these things to sell to people. Instead, we'll be showing them to folks. Dealers will have some to show people, but none will get sold at the show. The product is going to go into full production probably the second half of September. We're just at the beginnings of a very large pilot test period where we're doing a lot of application testing. Some of the things like the Bluetooth interface and a few of the other innovations, we want to get a broad number of customer feedback points before we turn the switch and turn this thing on. So that's certainly at the Lightspeed booth. We'll have some comparative testing there so that people can compare the active cancellation and total cancellation against the high-end headsets. There'll be plenty of ways for you to listen to music and interface in either wirelessly or wired to check out all the features that we've added to the product that way. And then the dealer booths will have also ones that you can try out in their environment and at least see it and touch it and use it.
What's the price point, and is there any kind of trade-up programs from the older headsets as well?
Yeah, good question. The price point is $850. That's the cost for the Zulu headset and all the features that are built into it. We will have, you know, we've always done exchange programs for our past generations of headsets. So if you were an XL guy, you could trade up to a 3G for a reasonable price based on whatever you invested in your XL. In a like manner, guys who are 3G owners, we've already set that price for $350. You'll be able to exchange your 33G for a Zulu headset. The exchange program isn't going to really start from a shipping standpoint till next spring, sometime in Q1, because we're expecting to be pretty busy making the ones for the guys first buying them in the fourth quarter. But we'll talk about that at the show. There'll be ways to start to sign up for the trade-in in October, and then, as I say, the actual transactions will start happening in Q1.
Lightspeed President Alan Schrader. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@appweb.com. Don't forget to look for AppWeb's next audiocast on Monday, July 23rd, and listen and watch for our daily audio and video coverage from On Location at Oshkosh all next week. I'm Mike Blakeney for AppWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.